Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about how we can better manage our anger. And the story that we'll be discussing this theme is called The Dragon and the Fire, a story of transformation. And it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tenpa Yeshi. Here is how the story goes. In a faraway kingdom, amidst high mountains and deep forests, lived a mighty dragon. This dragon was known for its overwhelming strength and fiery temperament. However, despite his strength and powerful breath, the dragon had an unfulfilled heart. He felt a deep dissatisfaction, a pain that only fueled his fire. One day, the dragon flew over the kingdom and saw below him a small village devastated by a terrible fire. The dragon, upon seeing the fire as part of his own nature, flew down and tried to confront the flames with his own fire. But instead of extinguishing the fire, his flame only made it stronger. Desperate and full of regret, the dragon flew away, his heart even heavier than before. In desperation, the dragon flew to an old wise sage who lived high in the mountains. The sage patiently listened to the dragon's story and nodded in understanding. Fire, he said, can be destructive, but it can also purify and renew. It is not the fire itself that's the problem, but how you use it. The dragon was confused. How can I use my fire differently? He asked. I'm a dragon. Fire is part of who I am. Exactly, replied the sage. And that is why you must learn to see it, not as a weapon, but as a tool. Fire can give warmth. It can bring light into darkness. It can burn away the old to make room for the new. You must learn to use it skillfully, with wisdom and compassion. With these words in mind, the dragon returned to the kingdom. He saw the village still burning, and instead of using his own fire, he flew to a nearby lake, filled his mighty maw with water, and put out the fire. Then he used his own flame to give the villagers warmth and light in the cool, cold night. He helped them rebuild their homes by using his fire to shape the wood and make it harder. From that day on, the dragon was no longer known as only a destructive force, but also as a being of warmth and light. He had learned to use his fire not as a weapon, but as a tool, and in doing so, he found the satisfaction he had sought for so long. His heart was no longer heavy, but filled with the warmth of his own flame, which could now not only destroy, but also heal and renew. When I read this story, for me, the fire is very much a metaphor for our own anger and rage. And whether the anger comes from looking at the world and seeing all of the injustice that is committed every day, to innocent people, innocent men, women, children, animals, beings of all shapes and forms, or whether it is anger and rage from the injustices you are experiencing in your own life, whether that be discrimination or other systematic barriers that keep you from achieving that happiness, that picture of success. Anger is anger. And just like the story demonstrates, anger has its power. It has the power to shine light on what is wrong, what needs to change. When I feel anger in my body, it has the opportunity to overwhelm me, just as the dragon who knows the power of the fire felt inclined to just breathe fire over every problem, because that's all he knows. And similarly, when we feel anger and we are filled with that strength and with that sense of, I am being harmed here, I am righteous, I feel the need to deliver justice, that feeling of rage and anger can feel so empowering in a way. But as the story demonstrates, if we just let this feeling grow and grow and grow, we'll never feel content. We will never feel as if there's an actual resolution to this emotion, to this feeling. So instead of just letting the anger take the wheel and to really drive us to the darkest depths of what we are and are not capable of, the wiser opportunity here is to have a deeper understanding of where the anger is coming from and how we can actually tackle the root of the problem, the cause of the anger, without causing greater destruction for ourselves and also perhaps for other people involved. And that's what the dragon did. It realized that it wanted to help, but just using fire to fight fire isn't always wise. What's needed initially is water. And then he found a new way to use the motivation, the strength that came from his fire to harden the wood and keep the villagers warm at night. And I think in this sense, when we take the negative implications away from anger, when we realize that anger is a natural emotion for us to experience, all of us, not just humans, but animals, but we go deeper into the anger. Why is the anger there? What caused the anger to be there? What would help me reduce this anger? Is there something I could do proactively in my life? Is there something I can offer to help people who are being wronged? Or is there something I could do to empower myself further? When we start thinking ahead, when we start thinking intelligently about anger, not as this all-consuming, all-powerful emotion that dominates all of our thoughts, but rather as a symptom of a greater problem, we start to see that anger is nothing but a signal. It's just a signal for us to go in a certain direction, to dive deeper into the facts, the details, the story, and try and get a bigger picture of what is happening. In my own life, there was an incident that caused a bit of anger for me, and I had to think about it for a long time and really stew with my emotions, stew with that anger. Realize, confront, accept the anger, understand the anger, interrogate the anger, to realize that ultimately I had two choices. Either I can let this anger overwhelm me forever and always have a strained relationship with the people who caused the anger, or I can use the anger as a way to bridge more and more peace in my own heart, where I realize that these people are complex, and as much as they may care for me and I care for them, they have made their own decisions. They have made their own stances on how things are. And thus, if I use anger and just go with it, my discontent is only going to grow. Instead, I realized that life is not as long as we think it is. It's very, very short. And perhaps this anger is an invitation for me to set stronger boundaries on what it is that I need in a conversation or interaction so that I could reduce the amount of frustration I feel and I could feel more safe and comfortable in the interactions I have. And of course, whatever is causing the anger is often a very complex problem. But use your anger as an invitation to really, really look at it more closely. Why are you angry? What can you do that would create a greater sense of safety and of calm and serenity in you? How can you use your anger to light a path towards greater fulfillment and empowerment and strength within yourself and for those around you? In this way, just like in the story, we can always use anger as an opportunity to grow, to become bigger, to become more vast within the universe we're in, and create light and warmth where there was previously just cold and loneliness. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.